CDs?
You have a sticker?
Yeah, you can
have stickers. Oh, yeah.
I bring CDs with me. They're in my bag, which is next to
Well, you guys are wonderful.
Yeah, thank you.
I was thinking about the cash symbol too. I was like, well, the cash symbol is good.
Yeah, 7 Jen's gonna play now. Hey Tim, 7 Jen gonna play tonight? Are you gonna sit there? What? Yeah. Seven Jen acoustics. They're gonna pay with sore butts in the morning. You didn't use the butt cushion, so now your butt is gonna be so cool. Huh? You like having a sore butt? Do you notice your butt gets too often and it's sore? Real sore. Yeah. I'm a professor of science. No, just the professor of science. Be a professor of science. Yeah. I live in like the most un-vegan house ever. Because that's made out of like hides.
About civilization and how much of a bummer it is being stuck like within these concrete walls and just like everything's there. Everything there is just like just to desensitize you and make you feel like just destroy your connections with nature and destroy your connections with animals and just, and more importantly destroy your connections with each other. And like it's just about like destroying those walls and being not afraid to touch each other and being afraid to like fucking just tear down those walls and just like, I mean, the song's about graffiti, but it's like it's about realizing that like those walls aren't sacred. Those walls aren't like part of you, and you don't have to be a part of this system. And you can put up your artwork, and you can be a part of all this thing that you feel like you just lost in this whole mess. And like this is just about like, should that be?
No.
It's just about like throwing up your artwork and just making yourself a part of civilization, even though how much it sucks just making light of a bad situation.
Wait, you talk about it, so
you
just tell people to smoke if they can go like back down the path outside
the gate. Okay, and Tony just told me if everybody wants to smoke, you can go down the path outside just so like the fumes don't linger in here and shit, which is I appreciate, also because I'm straight edge. But thanks to Tonya for setting up the show. Let's give her a round of applause. It's really awesome. Thanks to Rebecca and Josh for giving me a ride here because I don't have a car because I'm a bum. And thanks for Kimmy for coming out and playing. And this song is called Inner City Blues. It's about friendship, and this, I gotta be honest, this winter has been trying to kill me, but this fall also, and like, a lot of things just going wrong, like politically and socially and just personally for myself, and just the one thing that keeps me going, the one thing that keeps me alive is the people that, in my life, that are my friends, and but not just my friends, but the people that are like-minded, and people that support me in what I do, and the actions that I do, the things that I say, and the shows that I play, and your sing-along, and everybody, and not everybody, I wrote the song for a specific group of people, but not everybody that's in this song is here tonight, but Scotty right here is one of those people, and I just like to thank Scott. I love you, Scott. I love you, Angel. I love everybody here. I mean, there's so much love in my heart for my friends, and that's my entire family. I don't have a biological family, and that's just like, friends are everything to me, so this is a song about that. It's called, You Didn't Save My Life, But You Taught Me How to Live. Okay, wait, let me think. Thank you. song about animal liberation.
Yeah.
This goes out to everybody out there that's vegan and or straight edge and wait, hold on. I have to tune real quick, sorry.
Yeah.
So you guys like Laguna Beach?
Yeah.
I've never been here before. You wanna hear something really dumb? Is like, before I came, I had like literally four people ask me like, oh, does that mean you're gonna be on TV? You're gonna be on the show? And I'm like, whatever, like. Yeah, it's kind of like, I don't know. You ever meet like people from like the Midwest and they're like, oh, you live in California? Do you know like Samuel L. Jackson? And stuff like that? Yeah, like Mark.
He lives here, he lives right downstairs.
Does he really?
Yeah.
What's up, Samuel?
No, seriously. I wouldn't be surprised if he has lived here in some kind of time.
Sorry, this is taking a long time.
Actually, the guy who played Freddy Krueger lives.
Yeah,
like,
he lives right down the street.
Is his name Freddy?
No. His name's Robert Englund.
So he lives like off Diamond Street, which is like
the next
street over.
No, he doesn't.
Really?
Yeah, he's like diagonal.
That's so weird.
Alright, good enough. Okay, if you all want to sing the chorus, I know, sorry, I know I have a filthy mouth and there's a lot of babies here, and I apologize to the babies.
Fudge.
So, like, the last line of this song, or the last line of the chorus is, I'll replace it, fudge you, HLS, but use the real phraseology. So just remember that if anyone wants to scream it. So the song is
What's
called
HLS?
HLS is a vivisection lab called Huntington Life Sciences. It's a very
they
murder
puppies.
They punch puppies in the face. They murder 500 animals every single day, and we're slowly this is like this place is being torn down by activists all
there
over the world.
There are millions of dollars
in debt. And this song goes out to all the warriors that are fighting back and saying for animal rights, sorry. Saying for animal rights and are currently in prison, so. About civilization, but it's about coming back from I was in Germany and I met someone there that was really awesome and I had a really strong connection with, and it was just a bummer to come back to Santa Barbara and like, I'm from Santa Barbara, by the way. I don't know if I said that, but it was just a bummer coming home and like being like, it just felt like one of those times when everybody was against me and like the whole world was just trying to kill me. And so this is a song about missing somebody in Germany and just missing the country and just being somewhere where I didn't know anybody and I had no problems at all. But this song goes out to Daniela, and I know she can't hear me because she's in Mainz. But anyways, this is called Donnie's Song. This is a song. I kind of finished writing it when I was down at the No Borders camp in Mexicali and in Calexico, and it's just about like every conversation I've had with people where they try to argue in defense of sweatshops and they say, you know, we're doing these people a favor by forcing them into slavery and abusing their human rights and violating these people and just destroying their economy and destroying their lives. And this is a song about that. It's called Slave to Fashion. be ashamed. So this is another, like, kind of not so positive song. Well, I mean, it's positive, but I grew up in, like, a really religiously oppressive and really violent household when I was younger, and this song is just about, like, just taking those bad images in your head, all those bad memories, and those bad, like remembering, just, like, I don't know, every time I smell alcohol in someone's breath, I just feel terrified, and, like, just, like, the smell of drugs and the smell of anything like that is just, like, horrifying to me, but, like, just using that and just, like, taking it all in and just remembering that you're not a victim, but you're a survivor, and you just not continuing that cycle and just showing your children and showing people around you and showing the people that are younger than you and showing everybody that you have so much love to give, and it's like, you're not going to continue that cycle of violence, and it ends, like, with you. It ends right there. And the song is just about that, and it's called Tyrant. If anyone out there is an anarchist, and if you're, I mean, even if you're not, and if you're a pacifist, like, the most important thing to do to remember, like, when we're trying to create social change is, like, don't downplay each other. Just, like, no matter what someone's action is, no matter if someone uses violence, whether someone uses nonviolence, or if someone uses pacifism to get to the means, like, to bring down civilization, to stop animal abuse, to stop human abuse, like, we need to stand together because we're comrades, and, like, we all need to fight this together. There's so many different ways to fight, like, and it's what the media wants. It's what the way the corporate media portrays it is, they want everyone to be divided. They want everybody to downplay each other's actions because they know that peaceful protests, like, if it is in a controlled setting, that they know that they can control everything that goes on. But when people take violent action and they take violent resistance in a place where a violent resistance is absolutely necessary, then, like, more power to them. Like, be supportive. Like, give them phone calls, send them letters, send them money. Like, be there, like, supporting them because they're your fucking comrades. And this song's called Repression Can't Bring Me Down. messed it up. Kinda not really, kinda bad, not really. Okay.
I'm good.
So this will be my last song. Again, I'm Mike XVX. I have shirts and pictures from tour that are like all left over, so it's like the bad pictures that no one wanted and the big shirts that no one wanted because they're way too huge or way too small. So if anybody wants any of that stuff, like just take any donations that you, I mean, I'll just take anything, I don't even care. It was all free. So just donate whatever you think it's worth, and just remember that me, Josh, and Rebecca need to get back home. But also remember that Kimya's on tour also, and she needs some money also, so and just donate whatever you can. And I feel it would be appropriate to end all my sets with someone else's song, somebody that I respect very much. And this is a song by a guy named Tom Frampton from D.C. This song's called Guatemalan Rain, and is someone I respect and someone that I really take a lot from in my music. So this song goes out to him. And thank you all for watching and stuff. This was an awesome show. Again, thanks to Tonya for putting on the show.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah.
Thank you.